Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Shin Tzadi Beis 392, the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen. The Torah tells us right here again in Parshas Korach, Kol Peterechem, L'chol Basar, any Peterechem, any firstborn to any flesh, Asher Yagrivu L'Hashem, Ba'adam U'Babahema, Yihi Yalach, whether it be man firstborn or an animal firstborn. Ach pado tifteh es b'char ha'adam es b'char ha'behema t'meya tifteh. So the chinuch counts the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen based on our parsha. Even though this mitzvah already appears at the end of parsha's bow as well by Yetzias Mitzrayim, but the chinuch counts this mitzvah right here, so that is where we will do it. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, liftos b'char adam, to be podeh, to redeem the b'char of a firstborn. Klomar, in other words, shemitzvah al kol ish mi Yisrael. It's a mitzvah upon every male. Sheyifte min hakohen bino shu b'chor limo yisraelis, to redeem. What does it mean to redeem? We'll see. To give the kohen a certain amount of money to redeem, to give that to the kohen, to redeem his son who was the firstborn to his wife, to imo yisraelis, to his Jewish mother. Shede'emar ach pado tiftes b'chor ha'adam u'masar b'makam acher shatal ha'kazav b'chor b'peterechem. We see earlier in Parshas Bo where it is told on peterechem, as the pasuk says, kol b'chor peter kol rechem mibnei yisrael b'adam b'behema lihu. Peterechem means psichas rechem, coming out of the womb. Klomar shahayarishom liftoach rechem imo. Right, obviously excludes a baby born cesarean section. If all the conditions are met, as we know, not a Kohen, not a Levi, not a Bas Kohen, not a Bas Levi, and everything is going well, still one needs, number one, to have a boy first and not a girl, and number two, it has to come out derech rechem. Umepdekein amru zechornim levracha. That's why Chazal say, Shabachar nefalim. If a woman has a miscarriage, and the miscarriage is of a significant proportion, it's late enough in pregnancy, kol nefel she'imo t'mea leida machmaso, habachar avein b'char l'kohen. If the mother is a t'mea leida, is a large enough fetus to make the mother temeya mishum yoledes, so then the next child will not be a peterechem, even though it's the first viable child, and maybe for other areas of halacha they will be considered a bechor, maybe for nachla, maybe for other issues, but for pidyon haben, not. Because this one, the second one, was not poter, did not open up the womb of his mother. Because the nefel, even though it was not a viable pregnancy, but it was the one that was poter, and therefore there is no chiyuv of pidyon haben. And we continue, the Gemara says in Masechas Nida, and Bechoros discusses this, Kamochin Ezo Bechor Lekoin Velo Lenachlo, there are Bechorim for Kahuna, there are Bechorim for, meaning for our mitzvah, there are Bechorim for Nachla, and all the different permutations are given there. Misharshi HaMitzvah, the Sharshi HaMitzvah is what I already wrote in Parshas Bo, says the Sefer HaChinuch. The Chinuch says there in Mitzvah Yurches, it's discussing the mitzvah of Kiddush Bechoros, the Kiddush of the firstborn kosher animals, but the same idea he mentions for the firstborn of people. He says, what is the message? Sheratza Hashem Lazako Seinu La'asos Mitzvah Bereshis Parinu. Where Hashem wanted to be Mazake us to do a mitzvah with the firstborn fruit of ours. L'man Daskia Kol Shelo, to realize that everything really comes from Hashem. Ve'en lo la'adam davar ba'olam. Rak mashi yichalak lo Hashem yizbarach b'chasadav. Everything we have in life is from Hashem. V'yavin ze biroso, and therefore we will realize, after I was miyageya, after I was toreach, after I help the animal, after I went through the pregnancy, whatever it is, we have to take what's most special, what's most beloved to us, and give it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Umisrokin reshusa mimenu machlisa l'reshus boro. It is all below from Hashem. That's message number one. Take the first and give it. So in that way, it's similar to Bikurim, it's similar to other related truma issues. Number two, the Chinuch says there, to remember, obviously, Machas Bechoros. That's number two to remember. The third idea behind Pidyon HaBen is something that we've mentioned in the past, and that is the Svarno. Under Yaakov Kamenetsky's explanation of the Svarno, at the end of Parshas Bo, the Svarno discusses the issue that we'll talk about soon in a halachic sense, but he has one line. The Svarno says, V'chol b'char b'nai afteh, what's the purpose of Pidyon HaBen? K'dei she'yu mutarim ba'avodas chol. So that now the child can be mutter in avodas chol. In other words, before the pidyon haben, the child is kodesh, and now the child, after I was poed to the child, now it's chol. That's what the Sfarno says. So the shaila is asked, so why do we have a party? Why are we so happy? Why do we make a shechianu possibly? As we will discuss. So explains Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, because the purpose of life is not to remain kodesh. The purpose of life is to take the chol and be mekadeshit, and to elevate, to be meromeim, to uplift, shift everything around us, not just to stay in the, obviously to stay in the Dalai Lama Shel Halacha, but to bring the entire world into the Dalai Lama Shel Halacha. And that's why we say Kedeshi Mutar Mavodas Chol, because that is the purpose of life, to go into the Chol and to be able to be Mekadishit. That's the message of Pinya Rabben, says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. Good, there's a lot to talk about. Let's see as much as we could do. Bidini HaMitzvah. What are some of the halachas of Pidyon Rabben, Masha'am Rizachonim Lovracha? So mitzvah is a Pidyon who mishiyesh lo shloshim yom amala. Shiyas mechal nefel. The mitzvah of Pidyon Rabben does not work before 30 days. So it doesn't work. It's not, it's a bracha levatala. Only after 30 days. After the child is yatsa mechal nefel, once you know he is a viable, he is a, he has a cheskas chayim, 30 days. We generally do it, as we'll see later, on day 31. Because there is a machlokas achronim. What do we mean 30 days? Does it mean calendaric days? From the day, if the baby is born 5 minutes before Shkia, doesn't matter, that's day one, and then after Shkia is day two. Or do we say it's 24-hour periods? We need 30 24-hour periods to pass before one does Pidyon Rabben. That's a machlokas. So we generally, our machmer, we do it on day 31, just to be safe. Just to be safe, and that's why, whether it falls out on Shabbos, we don't do it on Shabbos, but either way, that is the halacha. There's a discussion in the Achronim, the Berachas Chedek discusses it. What if you know Vadai, Kalalo Chadashav? You know Vadai, he has a Cheskas Chaim, he's viable even before 30 days. Can one do Pidyon Haben? It sounds that way, says the Minchas Chinuch. Sounds that way, yes, from the Chinuch, but our Minog generally is to wait till after, wait till day 31, the earliest. Shenemar, Ftu Yomi Ben Chodesh Tifte, as the Pasuk says, Umitzvah Zu, Muteles Al Ha'av. And the Chinuch holds, and we hold, that the mitzvah is on the father. The father has the mitzvah of Pidyon Haben. Avar Ha'av Ala Rasa Liftoso. If the father did not do this mitzvah, Mitzvah al haben, liftos atzmo mishayagdil. It's a mitzvah on the ben to be podeh himself when he gets older. As we'll see, the chinuch will see at the end. This does not mean that the mitzvah has left the father. This might not be like bris mila. By bris mila, once a child gets old enough, the mitzvah transfers totally to him, and it's not on the father anymore. But pidyon haben, the chinuch holds, he stays with the father forever. Until it is done. Va'pidyon, what is the pidyon? Who, beit bekesef, hashave, chave slime, beit beshave kesef, beit betaltalin, shagufa mamon. Anything that is worth money, of value, one could give coins, one could give anything worth five slime, which is worked out to be a certain amount, and one has special pidyon and ben coins, to use. Yatsu, avadim, vekakos, v'shtaro, special limudim in the Gemara, one is not allowed to use an eved, or a piece of land, or a shtar, to redeem. Checks is a big issue, big question, and that's why we don't use checks for pidyon haben, right? We use cash, or something that is worth cash. Shem padeyu bahen eino padui. If you use these other things, one is not padui. Good. Chamish lamsal pidyon, we work out what does one do with the five sla'im. He goes through the ceremony. Ha'av yachol letzim l'koin echad o l'koinim harbe. The father can give it to as many koinim as he wants. The minhag has to give it to one koin. Va'achiyuv letzno l'koin zachar v'lo l'kohenes. The chinuch holds, this is a machlokas rishonim, that we give it to a male kohen, not to an eshes kohen. That is a machlokas rishonim. There are days in Bali Tosvos that say that we could give it to an eshes kohen, but we don't paskin that way. We paskin that it is only to, right, the Minchas Chinuch in Os Yud Aleph quotes the different deos, but the chinuch and the Rambam both hold that it should be given to a male kohen, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch holds in the Simon, the Shulchan Aruch about Pidyon Haben, that is Simon Shin Hei in Yaredeya, where they have all of these details. So we'll see how much of that we can read by the Shem at the end. And continuing, the Aaron Uban of Ksiv, Bekesa Pidyon Bachar. Good, you give it to the Kohen. Vim Ratza Kohen Lahaksilo Pidyon. Achashinas Nulo. Yatsi Dechova. If the Kohen decides, you know what, after the Pidyon Haben, I want to give back the money, maybe they want to keep it as a sentimental value. They want to keep it to remember their Charles Pidyon Haben. He's allowed to. He's allowed to give it back. Ubavachlo Yitzenuhu Lo Amanas Kane. The father cannot give it to the Kohen Amanas that he gives it back. It has to be a total gift, not our gift, total giving over, but he gave it back afterwards, but it can't be on condition. If he gave it almanas to give it back, it does not work. The bino is not padu, yachi yigmar, belibo, lino loba matana gemura. It has to be a complete matana. The pirish v'nasal almanas lahachzir, but if he gave it almanas lahachzir, not conditionally to give it back, but really he gave it to him fully. It's yours now, but you're going to give it back to me afterwards, so then it would work. There is a fascinating tshuva of the Rabbi Yaakov Emden, which relates to a number of issues, talking here about giving it back. he discusses in Kufnun Hay, Ra'isi Lahaskir Be'inyan, Mashinogim Harbi Kohanim, Lahachzira Pidyon, Shenachonu Be'enai. It says that the minhag is of many Kohanim, even in our day, they return it. It's a correct minhag. V'tova Yashor, and the coin should do this, says Rabbi Yaakov Emden. Why? Avo Bishakas Fuzal Shalo Yakoin Ragil Bakach, even though earlier sources say that maybe a coin shouldn't be accustomed to do this, that's only by Kohanim Yuchasim. By Kohanim that go back, and we know exactly they're Kohanim, but Bizmana Zeh, 95% of the Kohanim that we have today are what we call Kohane Chazaka, not Kohanim Yuchasim. We assume they're Kohanim. Do they know Vadai? They have a star that goes back to Aaron HaKohen? Nobody has a star. So Kohanim Muchzakim. So that is good enough for today. So because they're Chazakim, so that's why, you know, says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, they should give it back. Because who knows? Maybe they're not Kohanim. Ki ha'idna avagav de l'chumra zlinabu b'chol mili u'parkinon b'chorim al yadayu. Even though we use these Kohanim to redeem our firstborns, b'shib de lo efshar b'achrini, mi'u l'hakelo, because there's not efshar to do anything else. You have to use the Kohanim that are in your generation. But to be mekel not, meaning to be motzi mamon from your friend not, and therefore, I think it's a good idea to give it back. And then he adds, even amazingly, u'kemachani omer demi dina tzrichan lachzor. I think they have to give it back. Ulafachos kol kohen yachush la'absimo lifrosh b'safei gezel shemein a kohen. If it's not a kohen, then it's basically stealing. And therefore, one has to be very careful. He says you should give it back. He's the strongest in terms of that. And then he adds at the end another amazing point, which we do not hold of. Gam nirali shalatesi de kol safek o'efshari yish gam kein ala'av. 2 points. He says number one, ala'av lithos b'chor mikol kohen b'shuchalim. So every time you find another kohen that you never met before, you got to give him 5 slime. Because who knows, maybe the first 14 that I gave it to were not Kohanim, and this is the first real Kohen. So you have to go around and give it to every Kohen. There are some Achronim, they say B'shem the Gra, that every time we met a new Kohen, he gave him 5 slime. Just in case, everybody up until now weren't real Kohanim, and this is the first real Kohen. So he says, maybe you have to do that. Dilma Misrami Le Kohen Miyuchas Vadai. Maybe this is the first one. Umei Haitai Manami, and then he adds another unbelievable Chumra, maybe even a Ben Kohenes Velevia. Maybe if you think you're a Kohen and a Levi, you should give some to another Kohen. Because maybe you're not really a Kohen. Because then to be Yosemi, they suffic. But then he says at the end, he backs down about that last point. Because then what? It's going to be a Chucha Vitzlula. We're going to use you as Kohanim, we're going to give you the first Aliyah, you're going to Duchin, but then you're going to give Pidgin a Ben. So maybe don't go that far, right? Because then we'll be Mako, maybe, with the other way, that people might come to, according to my Tabaria Grusha and be Tamei Mace. So he doesn't want to go that far. But either way, that's Rabbi Yaakov Emden, who says it's a very good idea to return the money afterwards. Okay, we continue. What is the seder? What's the ceremony of pidyon haben? By bris milah, we know exactly what it is. We know exactly what it is. Right? You have a chaticha. Right? You have the moel. But says the, what do you do by pidyon haben? So mevi'in kos yayin v'hadas l'beis avi haben olomakam acher. You bring a cup of wine and a hadas. So he had a hadas. Even though that is not the minagameni, but he had hadas. He's going to make a bari name of him. Va'koin sheyifcha bo ha'av l'sitein lo pidyon b'no. And the koin comes mevar tchil al yayin v'yal hadas. The koin makes a bari prayer often. And then he makes, okay, makes a bari b'nei b'samim. V'yachar kach, and then he makes the following bracha, which is a machlokas v'shonim. It's found early. Obviously, it's found right here in the chinuch, a very long bracha. Just like by bris milah, we make a very long bracha. Hashar kita shidid mi beten v'chok m'shei rosam. Hold on, bracha, we say after bari prayer gafen. But we don't say this extra long one by pidyon haben, but it's here. Some rishonim have it. Asher kidash ubar b'mea yimo. He was sanctified in ubar in the uterus of the mother. The Achron and the Bach say, what do you mean in? It should be from as it goes out. So maybe it's referring to the learning Torah with the Malach. Ular ba'am yom chalak atzibar b'rachivarim v'yachar nafach neshama ba'apo. And he breathed a neshama inside of him. Or v'hibaseh obishu, he gave him bones and he gave him skin. V'chulu v'tzivalo machul u'mishteh dvash v'chalav l'zanigbo. He gave him everything. This is all part of the bracha. Imo amerez zubini b'chor isha b'pazach ha'gadosh baruch hu dalsi bitni. This is my firstborn son. Aviv omer zebini b'chori. The whole bracha describes what's happening. As the pasuk says, last line, Yerasamo fanecha Hashem Elokai, shekashem shezachit ha'aviv liftoso, kach tezkeil l'toro l'chubu l'masem tovim, baruch ad Hashem, mekadish b'chori Yisrael l'pidyonam. Wonderful. That's the bracha. We never heard it because it is not the minog of many to say it. That was the Kohen. The Kohen makes a bari prayer gafen, and he makes this other bracha. Bizman hazeh, he only makes a bari prayer gafen. And then the father makes 2 brachas. Then the father says, Al pidyon haben, and shehechianu. Says a shehechianu. In chutz la'aretz, Pidyon HaBen gets a Shechiyanu, but not Bris Mila. Tosfos says in Maseches Bechoros on Daf Memtes, that's because Bris Mila is much more common. Pidyon HaBen hardly ever happens. It's so rare. You don't have it if you're from a family of Kohanim, Leviim, you have a girl first, you have cesarean, whatever it is. So Pidyon HaBen is so rare. In Eretz Yisrael, we have the minhag is to make a Shechiyanu even by every Bris Mila. Right, so there's no chilek. But either way, by Pidyon HaBen, definitely there is a Shechiyanu. And then after he makes the bracha, v'nosein la'kohen ha'pidyon ha'yadua, then he gives the money to the kohen, the five slime, k'mo shekasa b'torah, and after the pidyon, the kohen, mevarech ha'kohen shlosha brachos elu shekasavnu, he says these brachos. The father does it, and then the kohen does it. Then he quotes the Ramban, who goes through the proper conversation that takes place, where the father, the Kohen, says to the father, what do you want more? Ma bois tvei, va'av meshev, he says, I want my son, and then the Kohen takes him and he puts it over the son and says, zeh tachazeh, zeh chilub zeh, zeh machul al zeh, he does the kaparis type of ceremony, yotze zeh l'koin, v'yikari zeh ha-ben l'chayim tovim l'irat shemayim, and he gives him a bracha, kishakshem shenichlas l'pidyon kach yikon, he says, oral chubal l'masim tovim. Right, we're not used to that because we're used to the Bris Mila ones, but Pidyon HaBen, one makes the same bracha. There is a huge discussion in the Achronim. It already starts in the Rishonim, but the Achronim expand upon it. The Netziv discusses this in the end of the Sheiltos, in Kuf Ayin Aleph. The Minchas Asher quotes many of the sources related to this in Siman Lamed Ches, and that is, how literally do we take the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen? Pidyon. Is there a real Pidyon here? Is the son Asur Bahana, he's Kadosh? Like usually Pidyon, we have a hekta, a carbon is Kadosh, and we're poed to it, and then the Kedusha leaves it. By Meister Shani, we have Meister Shani, and we're poed to it, and the Kedusha leaves. So is the child Kadosh? So if you read the Psukim, it sounds that way. And if you read some Rishonim, the Rambam's Lashon, in the Mitzvah Saseh, Ki'ilu Zacha Bo HaKohen, V'nikneyu Heimenu. It really belongs to the Kohen. Right? The issue is there a real Pidyon here, or is there what the Achronim called? No, it's more just of a mitzvah's nisina. You have a chiv to give. It's more of a dinim amidus. You have a chiv to give, but it's not so much that you are changing the status. The child's not really kadosh in that sense, like a carbon is kadosh. That is a big discussion in the Achronim with many, many different afkaminas. Some of them are, there is a tshuva of the Rivash, and it wouldn't have become famous, but the Ramah. The Ramah quotes it. The Ramah quotes the Rivash in Shin Hei, in this Simin Sif Yud, that one cannot do Pidyon HaBen through a shliach. An amazing tshuva of the Rivash, quoted right here in the Ramah. V'cheinogin ena av yachol liftos ayde shliach. V'gam ein bezdin poderoso below ha'af. That's the Rivash, zibikuf laman alf. It's quoted there in the Ramah. So why would that be? If it's just the chi of mamoni that I have, why can't I do it through a shliach? When a father will make a shliach to Pidyon HaBen. The more I say there's a real status to the child, it's kadosh, it's asur b'hana, so then it might be the father's own mitzvah shebegufo to change the status of the child. Again, but this is a big discussion. Even so, that's a big chiddush of the Rivash quoted in the Ramah. Okay, let's do a little more. The mitzvah applies always and at all times and in every place. Be Yisraelim hazacharim avalom nekevus, by the males, meaning by the mother, by the fathers and not by the mothers. Shekaki balnu sheishu b'chiyav liftos atzmo chayav liftos b'no. A father is a chiyav to be fo to his son. Avalo ha'isha she ain't a bas padia. Not they are excluded. The chayin eno no heges b'kohanim leviim. Also, kohanim leviim are excluded. B'kal v'chomer. If in the midbar they pottered, they were substituted for the b'choros, so surely they could take care of themselves, and therefore they do not have a chiyav. The overall zeh, if somebody violates and is not po to their son once he is 30 days old, 30 plus, klomar, shemisha avra olav shloshim yom, from the fact that after 30 days have passed, imeis kodem sheyiftanu, if the father dies after 30 days before he's poed in, that he dies with an unfulfilled mitzvah. Bitel aseizeh, oy lo, shenasa avon ol nafsho, woe is to him. He was mevatel mitzvah. V'yavo bishen mitzvah zuzvan kavua, and even though the mitzvah doesn't have, it's not like Bris Mila, where it's day 8, it's biyom hashmini yimo, here it's just after a chodesh, obviously, is reason makdim l'mitzvahs, and we try to do it as quickly as possible once it reaches 31. To call shaita v'shaita achar shloshim yom zvanehi aval bikein chacham lev yikach mitzvos, and we try to do it as early as we can. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says in Yeridaya, in Shin Hei, in our Siman Sif Yud Aleph. Ena b'char roi lepidyon achi yavru olav shloshim yom v'yachar shloshim yom yevdenu miyad shlo yisha mitzvah. Immediately, v'bchal yom lamed aleph lios b'shabbos. If day 31 is Shabbos, then you can't. We're not poda Shabbos because it has to do with money. It's a kinyan. Ain't poda no sob b'shabbos. El yamted ad yom echad. Right, wait till Sunday. What about at night? That's another discussion. The shach quotes a chumra that pidyon habet should be done by yom. Where does that come from? Various suggestions are given. Some say maybe it's just to be sure that you've passed, you know, 30 24-hour periods, just to be safe. The Shari Tshuva quotes maybe there's a Persume Nisa element for Pidyon HaBen. Therefore, by day, there's Persume Nisa, which interestingly, Lamaisa might be just the opposite today. Because if you make a Pidyon HaBen during the day, nobody's going to come. Everybody's at work. So if you make it at night, everybody would come. So maybe for the Persume Nisa reason, one would have to do it at nighttime. Others suggest Makas Becharos was completed by day. Hashem smote them at night, but they didn't die till the morning. There's a Brisa that says that. So maybe that's why it's by day. Either way, we try to do it as soon as possible. After day 30 comes. Ulafi Adoma, and here's where the Chinuch mentions what I said before. Shoha'av chayev la'olam, liftos beno. The chiyev of the father never disappears. V'yafilu acha shehikdol ha'ben, ha'mitzvah mutalas ala'av. Even after the son becomes a gadol, still, this father does not lose his obligation. Couple of other ha'aretz, again, there's a whole sefer written, Pidyon HaBen Kelchasa. We could go through the whole Shulchan Aruch and Simon Shinhei. Could speak for many hours about Pidyon HaBen, but just maybe one or two other points. The Minchas Chinuch discusses various points. He quotes the Ksos's idea. The Ksos has a chiddush. The Ksos says you could give Pidyon HaBen to a katan kohen. To a katan kohen. Why? So says the Ksos. Some suggest because of the principle of adas acheres makne. That's acheres makne. Bali Tosfos say in a few places in Shas, a katan can be kone something if somebody else is pushing it into his rishus. So says the Ksos. Maybe that's what's happening here too. But he says otherwise. Says no. I think there's another reason why the katan could get it, because he's not really getting it from the Yisrael. He's getting it mishulchan gavoa kazachu. Really, he's getting it. Hashem Baruch Hu is giving him this, and therefore it's not a normal type of kinyan, and it would be mutter for the to use a katan kohen. Again, there's a lot more here. What about that discussion that I just mentioned was in Os Yud Aleph in the Minchas Chinuch. The bracha issues are important. The last lines of Maseches Pesachim talk about why does the father make the brachas, why not the kohen? He gets the hana'ah. Again, many different beautiful issues that are discussed by Pidyon HaBen. Does the bracha change between the father and the son? That's also an important discussion. The halacha is you have to make a suda. The Rama quotes, v'yishakas v'shenagul asu suda b'shas ha-pidyon. That's a special suda that one hardly ever gets to go to if one is invited to go to a suda's Pidyon HaBen. But again, these are fascinating issues, and again, especially if somebody was not zoche to do the mitzvah Pidyon HaBen, then learning about it is their way of fulfilling the mitzvah. Okay, we'll stop here.